reason why my grandma had got 1900 West Sheridan Avenue, that house, was because they told her that she needed a bigger house for us to move in with her. Now, I can tell you now, my grandma already had my brothers and sisters already. She raised my brothers and sisters. So we were just the last of the kin. And then I guess that was the problem. So I don't know too much about that history level. That was my grandma and that's my nana. And if you talk to my nana, Denise Geiger, she can tell you probably way more than my grandma can at this point of moment. But I didn't know as a kid. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, that was pretty much it. Yeah.
I was going to ask when she got the house on Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when she got that house?
It had to be when I was, it had to be in the early age, around two, maybe one, two, three, maybe, because she already had that house by the time I was five.
How many bedrooms did the Sheridan house have?
As I'm looking at it right now, five.
You had five bedrooms in the Sheridan house?
Three upstairs. Ooh, actually, that's the computer room. That would have been a room, too. If I look at it right, my grandma stayed upstairs at the time. She stayed on the left-hand side. That was a full master room. Then next to her was she used that as a computer room, but that could have been actually a room. Then next door was my sister's room, and then across the hall was my other sister's room. So, three, one, two, three, four upstairs, two downstairs, yeah.